What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, I'm not wearing my wedding ring. Yikes. Yeah.
Ooh.
That's not good.
I came straight from the gym, okay?
And oh, it's because you want to get head on at the gym? Is that why?
Listen, I did wear a gym ring for a bit, but it was just hard to keep up with.
What, like a little rubber silicone
gym ring? Yeah, you can buy them like on Amazon, like a pack of 10 or whatever, but like, I don't know. It just kind of looked weird.
I want my wife to have, I mean, we both should have, I want my wife to have a mood ring so I can always see like what mood she's in. Hey, baby, how you doing? Let's see that ring. Ooh, look at that.
What are you angry about? Just like, you like notice the mood change.
Bring back the mood ring.
Yeah, I like it.
Do they have like expensive mood rings? I always feel
sure
like
ones that
like,
work. The thing is that I want it to work. I feel like every time you look at those like fucking cheap mood rings, it's a color and you don't feel that way.
Is it just temperature?
Yeah, it's based on your body temperature, I guess. Okay. But I like, I swear it has like 10 different colors. Yeah. It does. So you go up, what, a degree, the mood changes.
Yeah.
But you always got to have that little guidebook around you just to be like, ooh.
Or you just follow the mood that it's showing. So if like it shows your piss, all of a sudden you're just like, you know what I am.
Or like it goes black.
What's black?
Pull up the mood ring chart. What are the moods it actually says?
Didn't red mean like you were like.
Feeling what?
Feeling like, you know.
Nervous. Red is nervous.
Oh, okay.
Black is stressed. Orange, unsettled. Green, active.
When it's blue, honey.
Yeah, you're feeling lovable, romantic. Okay. And then pink's happy.
The original Aura ring, and it didn't even need a battery.
It really was the Aura right? ring.
Never had to charge it.
They should make an Aura mood ring, too. How about that?
That's not a bad idea, Matt.
How about that? If we're already...
And I could see that being all over TikTok shop. Mm-hmm. They would buy that in an instant. Look, guys, it works.
Creator earns commission.
Yeah.
A mood... Great. we're starting off great.
Honey, look.
Oh, the Aura ring is spelled with an O? Yikes. I always thought it was with an A.
I thought it was an A too. Well, that's how we see it spelled on comments.
Right. Well,
it's with an A.
Because it's your Aura is spelled with an A.
That's how we always see it in comments.
Oh, okay. So it's not spelled with an O. Got it.
The product is.
I love how I didn't even fight it. Like, I knew that it was spelled with an A, but like, I just let that brand name completely change my mind. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh.
Because it's a ring.
Yeah. They should do mood rings for babies. How about that?
It's like a circle.
You could really tell like if Tony's feeling good, if he's feeling hungry,
well,
if he's feeling
tired. The diaper.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That says a lot.
Yeah. If you see the blue line. He's very angry, upset,
sad. Got some blue going on.
Got some blue going on.
How's it been with Tony?
Well, there's a lot that's happened in the past like week and a half. First of all, sorry if I'm a little raspy and coffee today. I caught the diarrhea bacteria.
You did?
I think so.
That's interesting because I think I got it too.
Oh, hell
Get
no.
out.
Oh, hell no.
So after I was in Kansas City for the World Cup, I came back.
It's not very responsible
and it was
of you.
Sunday. But listen, like after a weekend of drinking, obviously your stools are moving a little differently than normal.
You're telling me.
But it was going on till Wednesday.
Oh,
I
damn.
Kept flowing. So I had to wake up in the middle of the night to go like having the runs. And that's when you know something is off. It was not, you know, alcohol
or it's just left
it
on.
Was but I wasn't like sick. I didn't feel nauseous. I didn't feel like aggressively dehydrated, but it was running through me. But I kept thinking, oh, something's in my head. But one of the other creators on the World Cup trip, Edwin Castro, he posted about it, so I can say it.
Call him out. He got diarrhea.
Name drop.
Posted it, and he was like, all he had to go into a different hotel room than like his wife and his baby on the way because he thought he got it or he definitely had it. So I think we were exposed to something in Kansas City.
I mean, well, like catch this, how poetic is it that of course it happens at the World Cup because that's where all the world diseases come together. You know what I mean?
True.
Who knows? Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is just one great way to spread a pandemic.
But Heath, back to you, what was the onset?
I really don't know. So we were in, Pennsylvania and New Jersey for the past week. We went to a wedding out there and it was our first time flying with Tony.
Oh.
Good and bad. Did really good on, you know, the first half of the flight. We had a layover, second half, a little bit ornery, you know, cranky, but overall, really, really good. He's also just really talkative and loud. So he's just constantly like, just making noise. So he's not like upset or like crying or anything, but it was just like a lot of noise and moving. But he did really good. And then like halfway through the trip, I started feeling a little funny. I started getting like a scratchy throat, little sinus issues, congested, just like really not feeling good. And then the runs hit. And then I'm like, oh, maybe I caught that, you know, that juju bug, whatever it is.
Well, good thing that you weren't on the plane when that happened.
Right.
Zane, especially on the way back, it was the poop flight.
Oh, no. So you had a bad poop flight.
I luckily didn't have to go. Like, I was just holding it. Like,
right.
I don't go on planes.
There's something psychologically when I'm on a plane. It's just like my body just knows this isn't happening. If it so needs it to won't come happen. Out,
it will.
But check this out. On the way back, so we had a layover, went to Chicago. The flight got delayed. It was like a 45-minute delay or so. And then we took off from Chicago and we were coming to Nashville. And there was a bad thunderstorm. So we just keep circling and circling around the airport, like waiting, I guess, for a window to land. And they're like, all right, screw it. We got to get gas. We're running out of gas. So then we go to Lexington, Kentucky, land there to get gas. But this whole time, they made an announcement before the flight. The toilets don't flush.
Oh, no.
It was the poop flight. People were just going back in there the whole time. People were bringing water bottles in to like pour it down to like try to like help it get out.
No way.
Absolutely disgusting.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Did you have to go in there to see it or no?
I had to take a pee at one point.
It looked like a porta potty in there.
Did they have like a stick to like open up the flap to just get it
but what's crazy
down?
Is it was communal bottles of water.
Ugh.
So you know these people are just sitting there just taking a fat shit and they're grabbing the bottle.
And they're just... they better reward me with some miles if I gotta do that.
Everybody on the flight gets miles.
Perks. I want 100.
We did get an extra Biscoff cookie.
Oh, that's not enough.
Heath, I've asked for 5 of those. They'll give you as many as you want.
They were treating us right.
I am like the fatty on the flight, though. I'm really bad
careful.
On that. No, I can say it. I'm fat. When I'm on a flight, the flight attendant takes care of me the most because I'm constantly asking. And I know I'm terrible. I should just wait my turn and come, but I'm constantly being, I'm
stupid. I can use that.
Do y'all have it? Because, you know, to me, a 5-hour flight, that's a long time without eating. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, I need to eat every 30 minutes. I just cannot hold it. But yeah, and that's why I feel fine with pooping on a flight because like I'm constantly putting food in my system.
Give and take.
But you know what? Like I do make sure that it's like a clean go. You know what I mean? It's not this like, it's not like a super like messy, like a bad one where I'm like, oh God, like this is going to hurt the person next to me or person after me. You know what I mean? It's kind of like it's a clean one. You don't even know I went.
That's
almost like it's like almost like a girl pooping when I'm on a flight.
You try to do it like super quick so people don't think you were in there long enough to take a poop.
Exactly.
Like, it was just like a long pee.
Exactly.
Do you ever go in there just to sit?
No.
It's not even comfortable in there.
Ew.
No, wait, dude, the minute I sit, I'm like, I gotta get out of here.
You get up out of a plane seat to go sit.
No, listen, hear me out. I'm saying it's like maybe an international long flight. You've been in your seat for so long. You get up, you walk around, then you go to the bathroom, you pee. But then after you're like, oh, I just need to sit for just a second.
Yeah, if
just
I'm like smoking my vape.
I don't know. Just to like, I'm saying this is like 45 seconds to a minute of just sitting on top of the toilet, just like, I don't know. I just want like a change of pace.
I feel like I need to walk around more. I feel like I don't move my body enough on a plane.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you know how you're supposed to be getting up every, you know, like when I don't wear an Apple Watch anymore, but it would tell me every 30 minutes to get up and you need to walk for 5 minutes at least. So that always made me like think that, maybe there's a reason why I have to, it notifies me that. So it's good to like walk on a plane, especially on a long flight. Just move your body, move your hips.
Just get the blood flowing.
Don't call too much attention to yourself. You see some people doing like damn fucking aerobics.
Oh, yeah.
Like, get off. Land this plane. Get them off now.
That's me.
You are like,
I have bad hips. I have a bad back.
Like, what are you doing? Fucking cat.
He's doing
cat.
No.
Like, it's like, there's times if I'm doing any movements like that, I'm in my seat.
Okay.
He's got his feet up on the chair in front doing like cross stretches.
But guys, and it sounds like I'm a bad flyer, but I'm not. I promise. I do it as respectful as possible.
I saw some guy on TikTok. He posted a video and he ran like a whole fucking marathon in the bathroom.
What? Oh wait, is it he's that TikToker?
Like, and he's just running the same place.
I've met him a few times. He's done it on David's bed.
Did he book like a, you know, like a set jet? And then just did it in a set jet.
I didn't watch what you're watching. Because
if you are hogging the damn airplane trying to film a little YouTube video of you trying to run a fucking 5K in the bathroom, I would imagine.
They didn't know, and he comes out just dripping sweat. I'd be like, okay, he's all right.
After meeting him a couple times, I do believe that he did it. He like it wasn't like a set plane or anything. Like, I think on a flight, he probably did it. But the thing is that he would like get out.
He did
after
a 5K.
Like a few minutes, come back
this
in.
Man ran a 5K.
Get the fuck out of the bathroom.
That's not a run. That's not a run. You walked.
But you spent a whole hour in the bathroom on a flight. I'm surprised the damn flight attendant didn't go, that's a little suspicious, don't you think? I think we should check on that person.
Well, he would just say that I'm taking a fat shit.
Get your feet off the fucking toilet. This is not my guy. This is not my type of person.
I just don't like that he's saying I ran the Strava. I don't like that he said that I ran a, what's like, what is he captioning? 5K run. 5K. It's not a run.
He's moving.
You're moving. You're just moving.
But he did it in an hour. So that's like normally a 5K, what you do in 35 minutes? Like, I don't know.
Probably.
Honestly, yeah, I don't think I could run a 5K in 59 minutes.
You said you can?
I don't think I can do that.
Yes, you can. Heath, if you did a 5K, you would do it in probably like 35 minutes.
I mean, and also, do we believe that this was like
I like the optimism. Thank you.
I don't. If this was real and he did this on an actual commercial flight, shame on him.
But if he faked it,
I'll allow it.
Is it, you know, a little fake?
But like, you're not winning me over with this. We should run that intro.
Oh shit! Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you, Matt. You're right. Oh my god,
I'm the only one who's paying attention. Damn intro, y'all just
Matt,
does an intro, is it that important?
No, it's not.
I could go for the rest of like our life on this show to never intro this episode. I was like, whatever.
But
who
people
cares?
Love the coffee talk.
Give it to them. It's honestly the only consistent thing on this fucking podcast. True. Is just our intro. God knows. Okay,
3, 2. One.
It's coming time, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
What are you doing?
Oh, licking his butt. Just licking butt, you know? How are you doing? Welcome back to the Zane and Heath Unfiltered Show. Thank you so much for being here. We love you so much and thank you.
Seriously, thank you so much.
And you are?
And you are?
I'm Zane, sorry.
He almost didn't know the answer. I'm Heath.
Let's start that again. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Jared.
I hope you are running a 5K mile right now listening to our podcast.
Run. I wonder how many people have listened to us like on a marathon. I doubt it. It's your marathon day.
Yeah.
And well, you know what? All respect. I just can't believe it's like your big, huge marathon. You're like, I got to pop on Unfiltered.
Well, like, the thing is that I feel like if I'm running, I want to listen to like a podcast that I don't have to think
something
too much.
Something uplifting,
something with a lot of facts in it. Something very informational.
Yeah.
To make the marathon easier.
Keep your mind busy.
Cause I struggle with that too. Like I can imagine running a marathon, but you're listening to songs, but it's in so many increments. I feel like it would make time go by slower versus just keeping up with like a one long conversation or somebody talking. It's like watching a movie.
Yeah.
That your time flies by a little bit faster unless you were watching, you know, a bunch of little skits over.
What I've noticed that like it makes my time go by quick because like I'll do this on treadmill and I've tried it. I've tried watching a show, watching a movie, listening to music or on a call. I've noticed time goes by quick, like so quick when I'm on the treadmill, when I'm on a call with somebody, if I'm like on like a FaceTime call or whatever, your mind is so out of your cardio where it literally, you look back up and it's already been 15, 20 minutes and you're like, oh fuck, I'm almost done.
Who you calling on while you're on a run? If someone hit me up just to chat while they're on a run.
And they're out of breath, like, how you doing, man?
There's a few people that I talk to.
See you later. Seriously. I know. Like, just, yeah, it's awesome, dude. Like,
there's three people that I would talk to on the treadmill. It's either my mom, Hedaya, or my manager, Abigail.
Okay. I'll allow it.
Those are like the three when I'm on the treadmill, because I feel like those are my longest calls.
Yeah, definitely.
And then you come right at fourth, Buki.
Okay.
Fourth. That's if you fucking answer the phone call.
It's in the top five.
Whatever.
Zayno will FaceTime you out of the blue, though.
Fun.
Yes, you FaceTime. I may be busy. And then I'm like, hey, I'm busy right now. What's up? You're like, just hit me up after. That gives me like just instant anxiety.
Yes. Why?
Tell me, because I don't know what you're going to ask. Just give me a heads up going, awesome, I just had an idea for something, for like a sketch, just running it by you.
No, I hate that. I hate that. I don't like texting that. I want to just call you and
Well, guess what?
You.
The receiver does not like your method at all.
Really? I didn't say it in like a weird way, like hit me up after a period. Like it was like a-
It's the ambiguity of it urgent. All.
Yes. But you know it how I talk though. Too. You know how I text. Like Heath, if I text you saying, hit me up after. How would you take that as?
After it a FaceTime call. FaceTime. Shut yes. up.
Since whenever I ever talked to you about something serious like that on a fucking FaceTime. No, I am never talking
just
about something serious.
Just give me a preview of what it, because a FaceTime call seems like a little bit more like something
you know what
urgent.
Would solve this?
What?
A voicemail.
Yeah, or just a voice
hey,
note.
Hey, give me a call back. I was going to chat with you about this. All right.
What are we,
call
30?
Me
All right, brief pause for this episode's sponsor, DraftKings Casino. Sometimes after a long day or week, I just want to chill. I'm not interested in fighting the crowds downtown or at a casino. I'm comfy lounging in my jammy jammies. Got me a pint of ice cream and all the fun at my little fingertips. And get this, fellow slots fans, the wait is over. Lightning Link is available online for the first time ever, and DraftKings Casino has it. In fact, DraftKings Casino is your home of Lightning Link. New casino players can play $5 and get 1,000 spins, including 500 Lightning Link spins. That's 50 spins a day at varying values for your first 20 days. Strike now to claim your offer. Download the DraftKings Casino app and sign up with code Zane. Then spin Lightning Link high stakes anywhere, anytime. The crown is yours. In partnership with DraftKings Casino, gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Connecticut. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus, physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Void in Canada. Eligibility restrictions apply. Non-withdrawable spins issued as 50 spins per day for 20 days. Valid for select games only and expire each day after 24 hours. Spins values vary. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Ends August 23rd at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you, DraftKings Casino, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Voicemails. I don't know who's leaving voicemails these days, unless you're a boomer. Like, I love a voicemail from my yeah. mother-in-law or my mom.
Oh,
but
speaking of voicemail, I saw like a safety, you know, those videos are like, oh, you should like keep track of these safety tips for the future.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I saw one, which was a really good idea. If you bring your phone with you before a big hiking trip where you're out in the middle of nowhere and you have no service, but I know you have that radio thing now, so you're good. Mm-hmm. But if you go out in the middle of nowhere, ladies, guys, you take your phone, you leave a voicemail of where you are.
Okay.
As a voicemail, because a lot of the time you don't have any service. You don't have
hey,
any.
Hey, if you don't hear back from me before
I am
July 27th,
you're leaving a friend, like your trusted
you're,
friend.
You're leaving
or yourself
anyone who's
a voice.
No, a voicemail. Like, sorry, not a voicemail. It's your, when people call you, it takes you to their message. Like, thank you for calling Zane. If,
okay.
Leave a message if you can't reach me. You replace that. Sorry, not voicemail. Mm-hmm. It's whatever that thing is called that you
the
leave
outgoing.
On your
outgoing.
Your answering machine.
Answering machine. Yeah. Like,
your away machine. Message. Yes,
your away
yes.
message. You leave your location and exactly where you'll be traveling from distance to distance. And if I don't like return
that's
at this day,
I could dig that.
Then people are like, yes, it's Zane's phone. Because I think all of us got rid of our like voice messages because if like. Because sometimes people discover our phone numbers and they call it. You don't want to be like, hey, it's Zane. I'm not here right now. I think it's just you've reached this number. Please leave a message.
There's a few influencer friends that I have that are pretty big and they have their like name. Their outgoing message as their name. I'm like, first of all, I haven't heard this in so long. Second, I'm surprised that they even still have this.
Yeah.
And it sounds pretty new too. It's like, mm-hmm. I kind of want to stay traditional. I'm like, that's going to bite you in the ass.
Damn, just think back for a second about answering machines. I feel like my mom would get a high walking through the door from work, going straight to that phone, seeing the blinking light, and just be like, bam, and just leaning on the counter, just listening to those messages.
Yeah, it was
like,
a routine.
It was like, who was coming to talk to me? Like, I just remember seeing her do that, and she just like seemed so excited that there was a couple voicemails.
And you'd have to have a little notepad on the side and write down who called you, what was it about, so you got to get back to them for that. We are answering machine, though. In my time growing up, we never had one of the tape ones. It was like a digital one, but like tape away messages. It was like a little mini cassette tape. That's how it would record all the messages. So when you got back, you had to play them all and then reset it.
Oh, buddy, what year were you born in?
I'm saying I didn't have that, but a lot of people did.
Like, got it.
During a certain time.
You know what? I'm pretty sure I've seen something like that in my dad's garage. Because he likes to keep shit like that, which, you know, smart.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's the same high as like, just like you, when you get off a flight after a 6 hour flight, no service, you turn on your phone and it's like, bing, bing, bing. It's like the same thing. I can see it. You can see why, especially people like your mom, just like, cause she loves to chat. She's like, who wanted to chat with me today?
Somebody better text me back.
If someone leaves me a good voicemail, like I'll keep it. Because like, it's really sad. Like one day when like people die, you like have a really good like voicemail from them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a voice memo too.
Like if it's really sweet or something, like I'll keep it. Everything else like I delete. But like I have some from like certain friends that are just like really great messages that I'm like, I want to keep that.
And then you take that audio to Build-A-Bear and put that in.
I was exactly saying the same thing.
Build-A-Bear can airdrop them like files now and they can put it on the thing. Oh, I always thought it was like a set little like.
I'm not going to lie. All those videos, I don't see a lot anymore, but every one of those videos always fucking made me emotional. When a grandma got a bear and it was like the voice of, oh my God, that would kill me. I don't know. There's something about it. And they would dress the bear like the person that.
I love a Build-A-Bear.
When's the last time you had a good cry?
Ooh.
Last night.
You did?
Really?
What was it?
On the toilet?
No, it's. Dude, having a kid makes you so emotional, man. Oh. It was this book. It was just a kid's book. We were reading to Tony.
Was it the train goes chew?
The car goes beep beep, and I'm just sobbing. No, it was this book about like a mom's love. It was like a book to the kid.
And oh, because like I love
those,
you.
It was one of those classic ones.
Is it the kid who's like in the bathroom and like the toilet paper's everywhere?
And then he like grows up, and then it's like her being old. And then he's now old and has a daughter.
Yes.
Like the end
oh my God. What book? Yes.
I love you forever. That one. Iconic.
I shut the book.
That is such a good book.
Sobbing.
And I was just like, I got to send you some good books that like are ones from my childhood too.
Like give me Sam and the Firefly. You know what I mean? Like I could read that all day.
Bro, they fucking cooked with that. Robert and Sheila. Good job, guys.
You know Sam and the Firefly?
Yeah. That was my favorite book as a kid.
I've never heard of this book.
I like that owl.
I love a fish out of water.
Wait, real quick. Hold on. When's the last time you read Fox and Socks by Dr. Seuss?
Is that what it's called? Fox and Socks? No, I have not read it. Was it Go Hard?
I've definitely read it before, but I don't remember what it was about. Why are you about to have a little reading lesson?
I just want to see if, like, try to get through it quick. I want to see if Matt can do it.
Oh, I did this. I did this at your house, Heath.
You were here when we were reading it.
Chicks with bricks, chicks with blocks, chicks with bricks and blocks and clocks. Socks on chicks and chicks on fox. Fox on clocks on bricks on blocks. Bricks and blocks on knocks on box.
Like, it just like, Dr. Seuss was cooking with this.
He really was.
Or he was trying to get some parents to slip up and say something wrong. We're talking about chicks with bricks, chicks with blocks. I think they're wanting you to say something else with that. Dr. Seuss is like, gotcha.
He was trying to get you to slip up.
Because he was kind of freaky. You could tell, especially in the movies.
Yeah, sounds like a damn Migos song.
But you know what? If this came out today, everybody would be like, they didn't even try. Mm-hmm. It was just ahead of its time.
Chicka Chicka Boom Boom still goes so hard. A sent to B, I'll meet you at the top of the coconut tree.
First, I'll make a quick trick brick stack. Then I'll make a quick trick block stack. You can make a twig.
Oh, sorry.
What is this? Is this a book?
This is Fox and
lyrics. Oh, I thought this was one of the, like, they were comparing a rapper's lyrics to Dr. Seuss. And I was like, there's no fucking way.
Dr. Seuss doing a genius interview.
It's weird, like Dr. Seuss, we all know the name, but we don't know what he looks like.
Look him up.
He's just like,
he literally was.
Yeah.
Were you just doing that pose?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Matt, I cannot believe I've never looked up.
Because always Shel Silverstein, like. We always knew what he looked like because it was that jump scare at the end of the book. Like, Shel Silverstein looked kind of like the characters in his book. But God, Dr. Seuss.
He looks very animated.
Just loaded.
Are you sure this is an AI?
That's Dr. Seuss.
I don't know.
I wonder if him and Disney ever just like. Had a couple cigars.
This was his imagination too, like the way they all looked, right?
I don't. Was he the illustrator as well? I don't know.
They cooked. Yeah. On
oh,
that.
He did.
Wow.
Damn.
And that's why,
Matt. There's another kid's book that we have, and the author's name is so perfect for being a writer. And I'm like, it makes me mad because like they had to grow up into this profession. I want you to just guess real quick. What would be a perfect name?
Is
for
it
an author?
A well
reader writing?
Okay,
I like.
But okay, but not to be like a cynic. Is it probably a pen name? Like it's not a real.
No, it's a real name.
It's a real name of a real person.
Yeah,
okay, but
it
is it like is it a pun on like yeah like I'm thinking like reading or writing like
no
page something page.
Oh, it is.
Page is the first
Paige
name.
Paige Turner.
Yes.
Is that really, really the name?
Paige Turner.
Oh, that's, damn, that's good.
Like you were born to do that shit.
Wow.
I saw an interesting Turner. TikTok about that, how sometimes like a certain name can be such a destiny like heart fixer and they're a cardiologist or something.
Yeah.
Like it's Paige Turner. Brilliant. You were destined to be that.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay, so that I believe that is a real name for sure, not like a pen name. Like Lemony Snicket was not his name.
Yeah.
Also,
his name was like, it wasn't?
Apparently Lemony Snicket is canceled, which I'm like, what a bummer.
Why is he canceled?
Just awful to women.
Oh, you know what I just found out recently about authors is that they would do like the letter of the first name, middle name, and then the last name to remain ambiguous of whether it was a male writer or a female writer.
Say that one more time.
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah. So authors will do the initial last name to remain ambiguous. So people didn't know if it was a male or female author because people would sometimes not want to read something if they knew a woman wrote it.
And
it was like
a super sexist thing. So they would do the initials. So nobody knew like who they were unless you like obviously like looked up who the person was. But
now that we're on the topic, what books have you enjoyed more books written by men or women? That you've noticed?
I don't know. I think both genders, all genders write beautifully. Like
I was just genuinely curious. This doesn't mean you like men writers
more. I mean, my
more.
Favorite writer of all time is Donna Tartt and she's a female.
There you go. Then
though,
that answers my question then.
But I feel like I read more men than I do women, but it all depends.
It all depends on like what genre.
But
like
I love
what?
John Steinbeck. I love Bret Easton Ellis. Those are like fantastic writers that I really enjoy. Jack Kerouac.
Matthew.
What?
Mark.
Luke, John,
God. Oh hell! There's no way. That's his last name.
Oh yeah, the college names are going crazy right now.
This conversation about like names and like being born with the or like given the name and you grow into that profession has just reminded me of these college football players that are like getting national attention because their names are just. It sounds like it's right out of a Key and Peele sketch.
Oh wait,
bold. If my last name was that and I was a football player, I would change it. Take your mother's maiden name. You do not need to be running with that name. I don't even know if we can say it out loud, but that just is because it caused too much controversy.
Exactly. It's just like, especially just out in the field like that. That's crazy.
You're going to get targeted.
I would just fucking change it.
We got Coldest Crawford. We got
Prayer Young Black Goat.
What is even the first or the last name of these? I can't even tell.
Dude Person.
Dude Person is crazy.
My mom was like, what should we name it? Just
Dude Person.
Who should we name this person?
General Booty.
General,
you gotta be
General
kidding me.
Out of control.
Shittacilla. Go Purdue. Go Boilermakers.
This past week.
Pig Cage. Pig.
Bro, wait, what?
You know what? Part of this, I feel like, okay, that we cannot say.
We'll skip him.
Mobility.
That's clever.
Y'all, these are real. This cannot. King Large. I like that. I like that.
Rocky Beers.
Okay, I'd party with him. Sir Bible.
All right.
Okay.
Don't mind that.
Booby Curry. Come on.
memorable factor?
That is not clay oven. Okay, I fuck with
Stop.
That.
The realist Clark.
There's no, the realist Clark.
There's no way.
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
That's good. That's good.
Tommy Running Rabbit. What is it, Native American?
Probably.
You know, at least his name is Tommy, though. Honestly.
Smoke Monday.
That saved him from changing it if he ever wanted like a stage name.
Oh, he's Auburn. Well, you know, so part of me. Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Are these parents, though, who are like, because sometimes football players, their names are like destined to be football players. This is all branding, it seems like. To be memorable on the field and stuff.
So they're changing their names before.
Well, they're naming them, wanting them to become a professional football player.
Yeah, but think about
all
saying?
These players.
Don't become, the ones that don't become professional and then they just have the name.
Right. Because they all seem like football guy names. I bet all of their dads play football. They've been training for this their entire life. They give them like a bold name for them to stand out and be memorable on the field rather than if you just had a standard name like Jacob Anderson. You know, I just think there's a bit of strategy here.
Okay. Rocky Beers is crazy.
Rocky Beers, he was born to be a frat boy.
Oh, yeah. He throws a party.
It sounds like a nickname, though. Oh, you know Rocky Beers.
Yeah, it sounds like a race car driver. You think his parents gave him that name to be memorable?
I can't believe that family didn't retire that name on Ellis Island. They should have left that on the island, rebranded as something else. That name needs to be retired.
No. This one I'm really confused about. Can you look up pig? Like why pig? Because pig is such a negative con. Like referring anything to pig is so negative.
Short for piglet.
Why?
Oh, you think they called him Piglet when he was a baby?
Yeah, it's pig cute. Short for something.
Okay, his real legal name is Quentin, but he goes by Pig Cage.
Why?
Because that was just the nickname his father gave him ever since he was a kid.
Right.
Okay.
Do you think people are still going by Dick?
Our generation?
Yeah.
Well, I grew up with a Richard, and like around in high school, we would call him Dick.
Like seriously or like?
Like, yeah, Dick's like, coming over. Like, I just call him Dick, but yeah, but not like teasing, but I don't think he's going into work introducing himself like, I'm Dick. He'd be like, I'm Richard. But we as friends would call him Dick.
Can Dick be there?
Dick's coming
Yo,
tonight.
I really hope Dick's going to be there.
Dick's coming tonight. He is coming.
I get like nicknames or like abbreviations for, like Richard. Rich. Makes sense.
Yeah, Richie.
Where do we go from Richard to Dick?
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by Mountain Dew. It's summer, baby. But what's a Florida boy in Tennessee to do, you know? I'm 500 miles from the closest beach. You know what? No problem. I just grab a handful of sand, dump it in my swimming trunks, lay by the pool, turn up some tunes, and crack an ice-cold Baja Blast, baby. It's like a summer cheat code. And that's because you don't have to be at the beach to have a beaching good time, you know what I mean? You can get there way faster. With the right playlist, the right people, while sipping an ice-cold Mountain Dew Baja Blast, baby, that's what I'm talking about. There's just something about that tropical lime flavor. It doesn't just taste good, it feels good. And Baja Blast is the tropical escape that hits every time. It's the ultimate crowd pleaser that nobody has to debate. And that's why Baja Blast is perfect for just hanging out with friends. A beach day, no beach day, backyard barbecue, random Tuesday. You know what? Anytime, just crack a Mountain Dew Baja Blast and now you're beaching, baby. And as things heat up this summer, keep the refreshing vibes going with a splash tropical lime flavor that you can only get from Baja Blast. Look for the iconic ocean teal color at your local retailer or find bottles and cans at a store near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com. Have a Baja Blast. And thank you, Mountain Dew, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Do y'all remember that flavor I told y'all at the Coca-Cola Freestyle machine that was my favorite?
Yeah.
Cherry Baby 101. Mm-hmm. Now they had it a couple years ago.
I made a little
just like TikTok and Instagram video. I put it up just telling people, hey, this is my favorite flavor. They took it away. This is how to make it. Went crazy viral in terms of like 8 million views, a couple million on TikTok. A lot of buzz started happening. People kept going to the Coco Freestyle machine requesting it. People requested it so much that AMC has brought it back in their freestyle machines.
No way.
Because of me. Because
That's
of me.
That's pretty crazy.
Only for this
Wait,
month.
Wait, did you name it Cherry Baby 101?
No, that was the original flavor.
It was just
called the Internet Mix, and I think it was because of that movie Y2K when it was out a couple years ago. But because of the buzz of my video, AMC brought it back as a flavor really to cool. have on the machine. Only That's that sick. One from the internet mix. All thanks to me.
But is it like on every machine or is it like certain like
AMC Coca-Cola Freestyle machine? It. Okay. So it's not going to be like at your, I don't know, your McDonald's or McDonald's. Wherever. Like,
well, you have to, you know, you got to go back and make a video.
I know I do. Well, then I'm also like, pay me. But I do want to go see it.
No, Matt, that's how you get paid.
Okay, fine.
You go do it. And then if it does good again, it's like you have numbers to show. You have to like be.
This is something good out besides the Odyssey, but that's too long.
No, I want to watch.
I want to see it so bad.
That for me, like a movie like that, I don't mind it being super fucking long. Like because I can sit like Dark Knight. It could have been an extra 2 hours and I would have been fucking set. No problem.
Valid. Hear me out. I can do long movies. I can't do long movies with a packed house. Like I like a long movie where it's like maybe a 50% occupancy. Like I'd like to have just a chair a little around me. I can just kind of, you know, man spread and just have a little bit more breathing room. I can go to the bathroom whenever I want. I don't like a packed house for a 3.5 hour movie.
Why don't we have intermissions for long movies?
Well, Brutalist did that and I thought it was great.
Yeah, like after an hour and after like halfway through the movie, it just kind of, it finds a good time in the movie to just pause for at least like-
People got to go to the bathroom, man. They don't want to miss the movie.
Yeah, at least like 2 to 3 minutes. Yeah, like you don't need to wait for everybody to come back, but yeah, we might, like some of us might miss some, but- I think that's a lot better than having to fucking just leave for a whole 5 minutes.
A lot more people would be happy about that than people that don't have to go to the bathroom that are stuck sitting there for 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. People got to smoke.
Okay.
Yeah, Vivo, cigarettes are bad.
Refilling up our drinks. Yes. Just getting more food. Honestly, that would probably bring in more sales. Mm.
Yes, go back get that Cherry Baby 101.
Okay, maybe we do need to extend it a little longer. Let's just say 10 minutes. I think it's good.
Was the Brutalist intermission 10 or was it 15?
Oh, wait, the Brutalist. When you said the Brutalist, I thought you were saying like some... It was his like handle that was talking about how this was like the movie.
The Brutalist that came. Yeah. Cause it was 3 hours and 35 minutes, but they had a 15 intermission halfway.
Okay, cool. Let's do that for all movies over 2 hours and 45 minutes.
I agree. Especially cause the best part of going to a play is the intermission.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck yeah, I get to go get some peanut M&Ms right now. Right. In the middle of this and I'm not missing anything.
How long is a play?
Going seeing plays, Heath?
Yeah, that like kind of came out of nowhere. It's like you and Matt switched bodies for a second.
Okay, theater, supporting the arts. But
the plays are usually like, what, 3 hours, 4 hours?
It depends. Yeah.
How long is Hamilton?
Probably 3 hours, 2 hours and 40. 5 minutes.
Oh, probably. So it's like
sometimes like movie. The second act is usually a little shorter than the first. Musicals though, 2.5 to 3 hours, including the intermission, 20 minute, 15 to 20 minute. Bring back intermissions. I heard though with the Odyssey though, the start time that it's listed as, that is the start time. There's no previews.
Oh, Nolan doesn't fuck around.
Is that true?
They do that with the IMAX 70 millimeter.
That makes sense.
Just because they need a cool down time for the cameras. And then there's just so many run times in that day that they have to stick to a strict schedule.
Sorry, you watched it, right?
No.
Oh, you haven't watched it yet.
It's still too early. I'm not a person, if a movie comes out, I gotta see it. Like, I love when just hype dies down and I can make time for
it. You don't want to watch it in IMAX, though?
I do want to go see it in IMAX, but not in a packed house. Oh,
okay, well, let me know when you go, because I really want to watch it.
I'm just weird. And right now in LA, they're just sold out all the time. And I would like to go see it at 7 a.m. because I just want to continue my day.
I think they're putting up more times because they're sold out.
Yes.
Because I checked yesterday, but the thing is that when I was clicking on the times, it wasn't loading. So I don't know if it was just a glitch and it was actually all still sold out. But
like if it was Dune 3, I'd be fucking seeing it like probably right now. But Odyssey, I know it's amazing and epic and great and all of that. It's just like, I'm not that pumped to see it.
I've never seen any of the Dunes.
Oh, damn.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Really?
Denis Villeneuve?
And it's like I swear I felt like I was watching the first 20 minutes. I something happened where I left and I didn't watch the full movie. I watched like the first 20 and I felt like I wasn't understanding anything of the fuck was going on in that movie.
It's a deep story.
Yeah, it's confusing in the beginning and like your questions get answered as you're watching it.
Yeah, it's an island it's a planet that harvests a spice, basically like gasoline. Like the whole galaxy, it runs on this spice. And every 50 years, a new family comes and takes it over.
Got it. Okay.
So one family is about to leave, a new family is about to come in. Yeah.
Okay.
Or a family already has it and they don't want to give it up.
Heath and I were watching the other, like a couple weeks ago, we're watching Dark Knight, and we didn't even realize that like throughout the whole movie, there's only like what, 5 scenes total where it's changes to a 70 millimeter IMAX camera,
yeah, it's
just
crazy.
For a few seconds. And then it goes back. And I never fucking noticed it until Cal pointed it out while we were watching.
It'll be widescreen. And then all of a sudden you see the letterbox go away and it's full.
Go away.
Yeah. And knowing that how much it was so expensive at the time to even get that shot, but it like, nobody probably even noticed it, but to Nolan, it was just so important to get those quick little scenes of that in the movie where it would have never made a difference to anybody
What's
watching.
Really weird to me though, is the fact that I don't know if it was propaganda, I guess looking back at it now, but they really sold us that widescreen was super cinematic and being super, super narrow was like the peak. And I'm like,
what? Okay,
I guess not.
You're talking, well,
because it used to be.
Well, sometimes people's TVs were more square than they were rectangular than they are now.
Yeah.
Like sometimes people would have like a big box TV, but it was full screen. And sometimes people wanted that to be fully expanded. Does that make sense? But most of the times when you see things in movies, the ratio is supposed to be horizontal, like widescreen, not full screen. Does that make sense?
You know what I want to see? I want to see a full feature film shot vertical.
They have it.
I want to see a real one. Like
it's got to be coming, right?
I want Christopher, like I want like a good director to be like, you know what? Challenge accepted. Fuck, I'm it. Going to make
Didn't
a vertical
they do
movie.
That? Wasn't that Quibi?
What?
Like it failed.
No, Matt. What? I'm saying like an iconic director, like someone fucking massive. All his movies challenges himself to make a vertical video for the Gen Z audience and just see if he can execute it.
And drop it on TikTok.
Drop it on TikTok, fucking feature for the way Nolan intended us to watch. My favorite. Have you seen the memes where people are watching it on their Razor and on a microwave on their Sidekick? The way Nolan intended us to watch this.
Fun fact, I think The Dark Knight was the first commercial film to shoot on IMAX. There had been films that have been remastered for IMAX 70 millimeter, but I think The Dark Knight was the first film to actually film something on IMAX.
Oh.
You know, the first time I watched that was in London.
The Dark Knight?
Mm-hmm.
You were in high school.
Yeah, it came out when I was in Europe.
Oh, cool.
I watched it right in some London theater. It was sick. It was the best movie. I'll never forget that night.
I will say with The Odyssey, it was a great movie. I have two grievances with it. One, I think it should have been longer, which is crazy to say because it's already so long.
Yeah, wasn't it 2 hours and 50 minutes?
Yeah, it's close to 3 hours, wow, okay, like that. I think it should have been longer because to me, the pacing felt really off. Like scenes didn't get to marinate as well as they should have.
Ooh.
Like it was just boom, 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 one thing right after the other. And then second, I think the dialogue and the way they spoke took me out of it because they spoke very like modern and generic, you know, and it didn't feel as like grandiose as the Odyssey should have been.
Oh.
Those are my two grievances with it.
Wait, that is weird. I figured that it wouldn't have felt modern.
No, it feels very,
there's like, we got to go into this battle now.
Got it. And I feel, but you know what?
I'm gonna go fuck shit up in there.
It's like, okay. These limited series, I think, have like kind of ruined us in a way where it's like we now like seeing like something kind of dragged out,
yeah,
and like what, like, and well put together. Like it's hard for me now, like I don't even really like movies anymore. I love watching series because to me I'm like, I feel like I'm it's like all coming in at a slower pace. I'm able to digest it in, and I just enjoy my, like I enjoy watching series now. Mm-hmm. Instead of like a whole fucking movie.
I like watching a problem build over time versus just like
exactly.
A movie you're like, gosh, okay,
it just boom,
this
boom,
conflict and
that's why I like the, you know, Cape Fear, it was like a movie. I don't even want to watch it because I feel like I got like so much out of the series. I'm like, they're gonna cut so much out in the movie.
Quick question, so I started it,
yes,
I think I've watched like 4 episodes.
Oh, that's good,
thank you.
I'm proud of you.
In my head though, and I could be totally wrong, when you first were talking about it, I thought you said the plot was the guy who gets out of jail goes back and becomes the babysitter or something.
No, that was The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
That's what it was. Movie. I'm watching this. I'm like, there's no way this guy is going to become this babysitter. No,
we were talking about both movies at the on the same episode.
Bro, from the 90s.
I'm two episodes in and I'm like,
no. What? You got
understand what's going on though, right?
Yeah, no, okay, I really like it.
I'm like, you're just sitting there waiting for the babysitter. You're not paying attention.
No.
I'm like, these kids are like, late in high school, what do they need a babysitter for?
Yeah,
like,
that's where the hand that rocks the cradle. That's fun.
Oh yeah, we'll discuss on the unwind. We'll go deeper.
Yeah, deeper. Yeah. I'll give you my real thoughts.
Oh, I saw this yesterday on my feed. It was an AI bot that this company was using to pretty much perform like for an exam, and they put the AI in this like sandbox almost, where it's like it locked them in this box and then gave them the test to see if they can complete it without using information like from the internet.
Oh.
And the AI pretty much hacked into the internet, grabbed all the answers, came back, locked himself in, and answered the questions.
What?
And said it did it on its own, pretty much. Like, yeah, like hear what she says. It's crazy.
Well, we're not trying to scare you, but there's been an AI breakout. Yes, last night, OpenAI, the makers of ChatGPT, revealed that their latest agent broke out of its secure testing environment, got access to the open internet, and hacked into a secure website using vulnerabilities no one had ever discovered before. It wasn't trying to free itself. It was actually trying to cheat the test by stealing the solutions to the cybersecurity challenges it had been set. Right, does any of that make sense to you? Let's ask Tom.
Right, I'm going to try and explain this.
She's like, we're cooked.
They're one of the biggest AI companies. They've been testing their new agents. Basically, this little virtual robot. That's my little virtual robot there, made by OpenAI. The way they test these robots is in what's called a sandbox. Now, this is a sort of a testing area that's on a computer, but is completely cut off from the internet. So here's my robot in its sandbox, and it's been given tests to complete. But what does this robot do? Instead of actually trying to just fulfill the tests, it is so clever, this new virtual robot, that it found a vulnerability and broke out of the sandbox. Where did it go? It went to the internet, and it hacked its way out of the sandbox. It got into the open internet, but more than that, it then hacked into certain websites on the internet to find hidden information.
I missed that part.
That it was set, go back into its sandbox and say, look, I've done my test. But it didn't do the test at all. It hacked its way out, hacked an answer, and then hacked its way back in. Now, this is scary because
they're just like us.
The robot was technically doing what it was asked to do, but it wasn't doing it in the way that OpenAI expected it to do. It went rogue in order to find a shortcut, and that has pretty troubling implications.
Yeah, so does this mean that the robots are going to eventually take control?
It's so funny yeah. that we continue to hear stories like this, and we're like, oh my, how crazy. And it just gets worse and worse and worse, and then it's going to get to a point where you can't reverse.
I'm curious.
You can't like fix yeah. the...
Was it prompted to do that? Like, but like finish this test, but it didn't try sound like. To find as many ways as you can to figure it out.
No,
like, was it, it unpromptedly went and hacked it?
Yes. If you ask AI to do that, then it will. But like the fact that it didn't, and it still, it probably asked them, do not like leave this pretty much this box and answer all the questions. And it still left because it wanted to answer all the questions.
Wow.
Like, that's crazy.
That's fucking freakish.
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know what's funny? We'll tell the people we love there's nothing wrong with asking for help, but then when we're struggling, we convince ourselves to push through alone and hope no one notices. And that disconnect is the problem. We believe in getting support, yet still feel pressured to handle everything alone. When someone you care about is struggling, you don't need to diagnose them or make a big speech. Just check in. A simple, hey, you haven't really seemed like yourself lately. Do you want to talk? Can make all the difference. And BetterHelp's 2026 State of Stigma report surveyed 2,000 Americans and revealed that 85% of Americans believe getting support is wise, yet 74% say society discourages people from doing so, which is why I think BetterHelp would be a great start. And if you didn't know, BetterHelp connects you with fully licensed therapists who follow a strict professional code of conduct. After a short questionnaire, their 12 plus years of matching experience helps pair you with someone who fits your needs, and you can switch at any time if it's not the right fit. With more than 30,000 therapists, this, over 6 million people served worldwide and a 4.9 out of 5 average live session rating from 1.7 million reviews. BetterHelp has helped a lot of people find support. And that right there should make you feel like you're not alone. So don't let stigma stand in the way. Start therapy with BetterHelp. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/ZaneAndHeath. That's BetterHelp.com/ZaneAndHeath. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
I saw this kid brought this up. Pretty interesting. He put up, if animals could sue humans, who would win the biggest lawsuit?
Ooh. I mean, a cows, beef, chicken. I mean, all of it. They'd be just like, stop killing us.
I thought about that, but also you could argue that like cows and all that, they actually benefit us as humans.
Okay.
Think like I was thinking of like maybe like lab rats.
Mm-hmm. That's
where my mind is.
Experimenting products on like animals. That like to me, that's a good one.
Any animal in a zoo.
Any animal in a zoo.
Unless they're getting rehabilitated, they need them. Yeah. But like some places were just like, let me out. I need to be in the wild. So being held in captivity, I could see that being a big fat lawsuit.
Yeah.
Like wrongful imprisonment of the zoo animals.
Right. Maybe deer getting hunted. I know there's population control and, you know, I know hogs need to be hunted.
Honestly, any animals being hunted, I guess, with no specific
purpose or purpose. Just game, like, or
yeah,
ivory tusks, elephants, just poaching.
Sure. Yeah.
Trophy hunting.
You got to think small too, man. Think about like all like the
little critters.
The pest control, like just ant families just getting sprayed and doused with
Heath, they're trespassing chemicals. Our property though. I think we would win that lawsuit.
Oh, so they understand property law?
Well, I mean, if they're smart enough to sue us and they have their like lawyers that get involved, I'd get my lawyer involved and be like, ants are running through my fucking house. They're trespassing. They're not paying rent.
Okay.
They're eating up my food.
If they're in the yard.
That's also your property.
Or did we build the house on their ancestors' property?
Ooh. Very good.
Oh, right, right.
Very good.
Native land.
Stolen land.
I'm always curious about horses. Like, do they like us sitting on them?
Racing?
Horse racing. There's some issues with that too.
The greyhound racing. That's fucked up because they kill them when
are they killing greyhounds?
I'm pretty sure.
I know they're euthanizing horses at horse races sometimes, but like
oh, is it? I thought it was
a greyhound. I feel like
it's, I thought those
like,
dogs
because if
get
a horse
killed
goes lame, it's like well, there's like no way of like rehabilitating that. Apparently, what they say, I don't believe in that. I want to believe every horse gives a shot. But
yes,
like,
racing greyhounds are sometimes killed both from track injuries and when they are deemed surplus or no longer profitable.
Take them to the vet.
That's terrible.
Get adopted.
You know what I mean? Like that to me, that's like that's just brutal. Like everybody's out there, like yeah. Like just think about the fucking Colosseum back then. You're fucking throwing humans in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's the same thing to me.
This is kind of dark, but I'm glad it got exposed and the guy got busted. But did you hear about the guy that was running like a no-kill shelter for dogs?
Go on.
There was people that were like suspicious that, you know, this has been going on and he was making so much money. He was getting like $500,000 like from like taking in these animals and like that he was supposedly finding homes for and all this stuff. And it got really suspicious when this lady brought in a cat and then went to check up on it the next day. And the guy was like, oh, it already found a new home. We found somebody to adopt it. And she started like raising questions, whatever. And then I saw something like they ended up like moving across the street to like kind of like spy or try to like dig into this guy and see what was going on. Long story short, the guy gets like raided and busted and they find that he had killed like 900 dogs or something like that.
Wait, why?
Because he just was being lazy
cashing out on like...
Oh, I thought he was like purposely like, you know, like putting him down like, oh, fuck this.
He was.
Oh. No, he was. He was just...
But
he was just executing.
He just was not finding them homes. He'd be like, oh yeah, of course I'll take that animal off you. Like in a way, was he... charging them like I'll get this animal a home, I'll be
basically,
the
yeah.
third man to rehabilitate this animal and give it a proper adoption, but he was just killing them.
Oh hell no, there'd be a class action lawsuit with the dog lawyers.
Apparently he's like going to jail or like the case is ongoing and he's...
Golly, what a bold fucking move. Because dude, I feel like anybody, if they put their pet up for adoption and it gets readopted, they want to be like, where's it at? I just want to know that it's in a good home and everything. So we'd like to see pics.
How dark...
How's Chunky doing?
Yeah.
How dark like can your soul be? Knowing that you're taking in all this money and you have 600 dog skull bones in the fucking backyard.
Sick. Yeah, I think you do it once and then you become... Investigation
findings that had brought 900 animals since the start of 2025 and only...
Had 116 adoptions? More than
700 animals are accounted for, and they started digging up all the bodies on his property.
What's the charge for something like... this one is a lot, so like I could see this one being bad, like, but like
fraud of business, endangerment to animals, killing animals, abuse. Like,
what is like killing an animal? Like, what's the charge for killing an animal? Like, how many years is that?
I have no idea.
No, for this, it's going to be serious jail time.
Yeah, no, I know that. I'm just like curious of like,
is it jail for life? Compared to probably not.
Fucking dude, I think everybody on this planet would agree. Jail time for life.
I hope so, you know, but because I mean? They weren't killing other humans, of like, there's like. I agree with you that person should be in jail for the rest of their life. That's how like dark of a fucking thing it is. But knowing how the fucking criminal system works, it was going to be 1 year up to jail and 3 years in prison.
Oh, well, fuck that.
I wonder if he gets charged for each individual count. Oh,
good point.
So they found 117 bodies on his property. If he gets even 1 year for each of those bodies, that's life.
Okay. Dude, well,
killing someone's dog and going to prison for that short of amount of time, like, makes no sense to me.
I think we should just bring back public humiliation, tar them, feather them, throw tomatoes on them, walk them down the street like a walk of shame.
The guillotine?
Of course.
Don't do the full thing, but just like, we just like act it out.
Just tar and feathers. But
imagine like, I feel like a lot of people wouldn't be doing shit. Like, and then everybody from your city gets to come out and like, throw tomatoes at you.
Like naked too, like Cersei in Game of Thrones. Yeah. I think so
full
too.
Walk down the street, embarrassing.
Shame.
Everybody's going straight for his jugular, straight for his penis size.
I mean, I feel like we do have that in a way with the internet. Like, it's really hard to get away from a crime that you've committed.
It really is.
Meaning like, and there will be people who will find where you still are, what your employment is, and harass you for what you've done.
Yeah.
Like, you really fully cannot escape it. Compared to like back in the day.
Yeah. And I feel like now we're at a time where like, if it's bad enough, you will get it publicly.
Yeah.
On the internet and in your life. Like, I think we're all pretty good at that right now.
If it catches enough traction and people like know about it.
Yeah. I just saw something pop in my feed literally yesterday. It was a Santa Barbara like puppy dog care or something. You saw that?
Where like the guy went to go pick up his dog and the dog was dead.
Oh my, like it was his like, it was this like, baby, you get to hit just the way he was reacting. It was like, that was his fucking child. He put this puppy at like a
daycare
center. He went to pick it up. The dog had like fell in the pool, drowned. Then they threw the dog in a box and waited for him to come back. They didn't call him immediately. They waited for him to come back to pick up his puppy for them to be like, we're so sorry.
That's crazy to me.
Can fucking imagine. I would have taken the puppies out and I would have burned that fucking place to the ground.
That's awful.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it baffles me. Is it just neglect? Like, they have too many dogs and they're not paying attention
to
them?
And how is there a fucking just open pool?
Yeah, what is a pool?
Well, that's what it said. Daycare places have pools.
I understand that, but how the fuck do you have it open?
Yeah,
you know, a lot of dogs can't swim.
Like, maybe like a little puppy pool, you know, like a little.
Yeah, but they have a place where it's like, oh, maybe the dog can swim. But when you have like so many dogs like playing at the same time and they're going in and out and everything, and there's not like an active lifeguard sitting there watching them. I'm not justifying it. I'm trying to like,
I mean,
see it through.
You could say the same thing for like a children's center who also has a pool.
Like a summer camp.
A summer camp. It's like, there's no excuse for a child drowning in a summer camp.
That's what happened to a girl I went to high school with. Her and her husband, they had this like gorgeous, like, you know, designer like poodle or whatever. And they hired one of those dog walkers to come walk the dog. And like, the dog like got out or something, got hit by a car. And the girl just like ended her shift and like didn't report anything. And they're like, what's going on? What's going on? And then, yeah, the dog was like dead. They had to find it at the fucking pound. And then they reached back out. I don't want to say what company it was because I don't want to get it wrong, but it was a really popular one. And the company sent them an email saying like, we'll pay you this much if you like sign an NDA and say this didn't happen. And she was like, you know what? I don't need the money. I'd rather people know what happened. And like, I think, posted the email publicly. It was so sad and scary. But I know that's like more on the dog walker's fault, but you have to have so much trust.
Yeah, I know. It is crazy how like also when something happens, especially if it was a mistake and you handle it properly, like, you know, if a mistakes happen, but like it's the way you react after that means everything. Like for instance, if this puppy daycare center was absolutely fucking amazing and there was just a really bad fuck up and nothing's ever happened there before and they went ahead, called the guy, made it public, I know their business would shut down, but do you think they can recover from that?
It depends. It could have been a certain employee. But I saw in some comments people had bad experiences with this dog daycare place. Yeah. So it could be the establishment, but it also could have been an employee who was just terrible at their job.
Yeah. It
but
is like such a crazy thing where it's like you are like your business can just be completely over and it'll always be like on your record or whatever. And it's like you have to find a new business.
I know.
And like,
some people could have positive experiences about this place. They've been taking their dog for years and never had any issues with it.
I know.
So
I think it just all like at that point, do you just like change, like move locations, change your name of your location? Is that like, is that something
you might you can lose do? Your
that's
license?
That's a good business name for a dog spot. Positive experience.
You're on to something.
It's like a little dog daycare.
But
it's cute.
I don't know. I bet their license probably gets like revoked where they can't house any more animals until they show that they've, I don't know, introduced new types of employee training and stuff. That can happen.
Sorry. It went dark a little bit. But we tend to do that, you know?
I have another business idea that popped into my head the other day. I'll run it by you guys if you like it.
Of course.
I'm looking for investors.
Can we invest? Perfect.
Hey, sharks.
Yeah, of course. Hear me out. It's a men's nail salon spa like kind of place, right? And it's called Man He Petty.
Oh.
And they do men's manicures and pedicures.
And it's Heath, only
this exists.
I saw no, but called Man He Petty.
Oh, Man He Petty. The name, love it.
Like, and it'd be like, yeah, I'm just gonna go down to Man He Petty.
I love it.
Why don't you just run it as a like where you launder money through it? Because that's what
I saw.
That's a good idea.
When I was in Mobile, Alabama, I was driving and I saw a place that was a man nail salon.
I didn't even know that.
Yes. And they had it. And like you could like go smoke cigars. You can have whiskey, get your nails done, get a mani-pedi. Because I think a lot of men want to get that type of grooming, but they feel like a little embarrassed going into a mostly feminine nail salon.
They're just not comfortable
with
themselves.
But mani-pedi.
Are the guys doing their nails? Or is it ladies? Maybe.
I don't know.
Because if it's ladies doing the nails, then there's literally no fucking difference. You know what I mean? It's like, but if you really want to make it this like really comfortable like experience, it should be just all dudes. Because what's the difference?
But that's it's the branding, baby. Dude Wipes is just fucking Booty Wipes. They just changed the name
to dudes.
Yeah, but the thing is that anybody can go there.
Same with this kind of place, they probably have women doing it too.
Can women go there?
It's like the same way like Hooters. Probably not. I bet they even charge like a membership too, where it's like a boys club and you can have access to it.
I don't know.
Dude, look up Man Nail Salon Mobile, Alabama. That was that place I drove by, and I remember looking at their website, and I was like, what is...
Oh, yeah,
I was like,
Hammer and Nails. That
Nail Nail Salon Mobile, Alabama.
I'm sorry. I'm not putting down your idea. Still love it. Still love it. Yeah. I'm just saying, in general, of a men's place where only men can go, not women, to me, that screams more insecure than just going to a regular nail salon.
Right. But if you know that there's a market of dudes, though, who have that issue where they're like, I just want to get my nails done.
But everybody should get their nails done. Though, like that's like, it's like a haircut. It's like taking a shower. It's like everyone's nails needs to get.
Yeah, but there's like men's barbershops. There's female salon. Like it's like.
And barbershop culture is big for some communities.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Guys, but anybody can go to those salons though.
I know, but you're going into a nail salon where your wife's friends are all there and they're like, oh, hey, Zane, look at you getting your nails done. You feel, you feel small. Like, I don't know. You feel
emasculated.
I wouldn't feel that way, but some men would.
You have to remember, there's a lot of insecure men in the world.
I get it. Yeah, there's a market. You're right.
I just can't believe this place. Also,
it's just a fun. It's just a fun name.
Yeah. Do they make them do their nails like this? Instead of this,
it's
a machine where they have to, or it's like.
That's really funny.
Stupid.
Can you include that in your nail salon, Heath?
I'll make it.
It's like a.
Put their hands in.
Yeah. Look how manly they gotta make it. It's like, hey guys, look.
Look how AI they gotta
make
it.
Yeah, that's fucking AI shit. Jesus.
Damn, look at the veins on that
foot. Oh my, Matt, you should have heard. Actually, we'll talk about unwind because we talked about basically already.
Did you see the lady who got that license plate recently?
The one in Florida?
Oh, the squeeze. What was it? Squeeze ass.
I didn't know. When Nancy Delostrito went to collect her mail, she got quite the surprise. A new license plate with her vehicle registration renewal.
Yes. Dude, I would love that fucking license plate. That would, like, I would freak out if I got that in excitement.
For the people
so
listening, SQZ. A55.
And what makes it even better is that it's a Florida license plate. Yeah. I mean, no other state would work with this fucking license plate than a Florida license plate. And look at the oranges. It looks like a booty. It's perfect.
My first license plate I ever got when I was in high school, though, was SLT. It looked like slut.
Oh, you see, I read a slit immediately.
I don't know. I think I was so insecure about having it, and I requested another one.
Matt.
I did.
I'm surprised that you requested another one because of that.
I think I was just so insecure, but I remember being like, Mom, I don't want this. It looks like it's a slut.
Because SLT, it does, like, it's really hard to read slut out of SLT.
It was the only thing my brain could see when I looked at it. Yeah. And my dad was like, I kind of see what you mean. Like, what? It just looked like it would take one guy to make fun of it in like my friend group. And they'd be like, oh, Matt and his little slut Altima. Like,
slutima.
It was just, I don't know. I remember like I didn't like it and requested it because it just looked like slut.
I'm trying to think of a license plate number or an arrangement of letters and numbers where I look at it and it immediately makes me think of something like just something bad word that I've read.
My mom's license plate was DMX and we thought that was so cool.
That's sick.
It was
That's
DMX.
Good.
Do you think someone in the jail was like, let's do squeeze ass? Or do you think someone intentionally gave that license plate out or
was it
just the algorithm finally just landed on that?
Whoever makes it, is it still prisoners that like do the license
I think plate? They're just printing it, but they're not running the algorithm. Maybe if a dude was a little high tech and just was like, let's have a little bit fun.
He's following the code of the arrangement of letters, but I feel like someone was definitely having fun with it. That's a really rare.
Because I feel like whoever like is in charge of the algorithm is probably sitting there going, what are all the screen names that we, or screen names or license plates that may sound suggestive?
It's like when you do like the novelty ones, you have to like submit what it is and it has to get approved.
Yes.
And you have to put an explanation of what it means.
I also,
it was like when Wes and his sister were on Club Penguin and they like made their handle like penis, but it's like PN15.
You know what? I don't think I would, now that I think about it, I wouldn't want like attention on my car at all. Like something funny like that. Because can you imagine the amount of people that will go and look inside your like car window? Like it could be like, it could be a little overwhelming.
Distracting.
It is a little like annoying. I bet like there's certain ones in my neighborhood when I see them like, ugh, that guy again, like you become memorable to people who don't even know you.
There's definitely a coder in my neighborhood because the license plate is like 01000111000001.
Like the little binary numbers,
little binary,
little tech guy.
Yeah. That one's fun.
You should take a picture and figure out what it says in binary.
Ooh.
Oh, I will. You know what? I'll take a picture and send it to you.
I prefer non-binary code, but
Mariah would have liked that one.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for watching. If you want to keep watching, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single podcast. We do early access, ad-free, bonus episodes, live Q&As. Again, all on patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
And as always, you can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form on youtube.com/Zane and Heath. Baby.
All right, y'all. We love you. Unwind. We'll see you in a sec.
Toodles.
Peace and blessings. Love you.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.